This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. In 2006, Gita Anand published a book called The Cure, How a Father Raised $100 Million and Bucked the Medical Establishment in a Quest to Save His Children. The book's now a film called Extraordinary Measures, starring Brendan Fraser and Harrison Ford. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
There's a basic tension in the true-ish documentary Extraordinary Measures that lifts it above the formula disease of the week picture. Brendan Fraser plays John Crowley, an executive at Bristol-Myers Squibb with a daughter and son who have the rare Pompe disease, a cousin to muscular dystrophy that fatally weakens muscles, including the biggie, the heart. Although Crowley works for Big Pharma, there's no discussion in the movie of his particular company doing research for a cure. Pompe is an orphan disease, which means a giant pharmaceutical or biotech entity has little financial incentive to pursue a treatment. Instead, the distraught Crowley tracks down Robert Stonehill, played by Harrison Ford, a cranky scientist in Nebraska with big ideas but few resources. With the clock ticking on his children's lives, Crowley forms a company with Stonehill and goes in search of venture capital. He has to convince corporate bottom-liners that, despite his personal stake, he can be objective. He can coolly calculate profit margins and patient acceptable loss percentages. When a bigger company buys his own and there's finally a drug to test, he learns his dying daughter and son are too old for the first wave of trials. The real Crowley, as portrayed in Wall Street Journal reporter Gita Anand's 2006 book, The Cure, might even agree with Michael Moore on the doggone unfairness of it all. But he rarely questions the economic system that both makes him and his partners rich and would let his kids die. The screenplay by Robert Nelson Jacobs doesn't address that dichotomy directly either, but it hits it much harder. Jacobs and director Tom Vaughn build nearly every scene in the movie around it. Ford's character Stonehill is fictional, a composite allegedly, and his confrontations with Crowley, whom he calls Jersey, come down to pure science versus the marketplace. It's a nasty moment when Crowley informs Stonehill he's selling the company.
What are you doing?
Giving you a preview.
Guys, would you excuse
of what's going to happen if we are not in clinical trials in 4 months. Our investors will turn out the lights.
Science takes time, Jersey. Don't they understand?
Yeah, they do. They can read the Wall Street Journal. They see that Zymogen is testing 3 different Pompe drugs.
They're testing 3 because they don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm testing 1 because it's the right one.
I know. I believe you, Bob.
Look, I want you to go toe-to-toe with Zymogen scientists. That's the reason I've entered into conversations with them to buy our company.
You're telling me? You're not asking me?
Oh, come on, Bob. I am just being fiscally responsible.
Nobody's gonna tell me how to run my lab.
If I can engineer a deal, and that is a really big if, you're going to have to forgive me for all the money I'm gonna make you.
I don't care about money. I'm a scientist. I care about more important things than that.
Don't you tell me about more important things to care about.
That scene is very Hollywood, and Extraordinary Measures comes on as a conventionally inspiring story of courage and determination. But as in the recent Will Smith vehicle, The Pursuit of Happiness, the filmmakers attempt to strike a balance between good, old-fashioned Horatio Alger capitalist hustle and the primal dread of not being able to protect one's children. Anyway, I cried. A lot. I'm a sucker for kids on ventilators wasting away. When Crowley tells his little blonde daughter in the ICU with a tube in her arm that he'll find a special medicine to save her, she makes him promise it will be pink. Dark pink, not light pink, which is babyish. That killed me. And while Extraordinary Measures has a soppy piano and string score, the fear under every scene gives the film an edge. Fraser doesn't suggest the drive of the real Crowley, who looks like a cross between Tom Cruise and Steve Carell, but he's such a haggard lump of vulnerability that my heart went out to him. Harrison Ford's company bought the right to Gita Anand's book, and the role of Stonehill has been made to fit his mature temperament, which is to say, he barks a lot and never cracks a smile. Something bilious in Ford seems to have taken over and worn him down to sinews and sourness. He's not especially convincing as an eccentric, obsessive scientist who blasts rock and roll while scrawling equations. For one thing, he looks like he works out too much. But he is the star who made Extraordinary Measures possible. If the film does well and Pompe disease gets more attention and more funding, well, that's the showbiz side of capitalism that strives for a balance between box office and beneficence.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.